Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Gabby is looking for a second date update with a guy named Tom. Hi, Gabby.
Hi.
Welcome to Jeff and Jen's second date update.
Yeah.
I know that's not a big, exciting thing to have to be on. But it's not like you have a chance to win $1,000. Welcome to the 1K letter of the day. Yay! I'm going on second date update later.
Hey, guys, wish me luck.
Great. So tell us about Tom. Tell us how you met and how the first date went, and we'll try to get you two back in touch with each other.
Okay. I met Tom on Match, and I got divorced right before COVID hit, and I've been working from home in a newly empty house, but I'm going back to the office next week. Yay.
Okay, that's a lot. Hold on. So you met Tom on Match.
Yeah.
You got divorced. What did you say, right before COVID hit?
Mm-hmm, before COVID hit.
Okay. When did you go on Match? How soon after your divorce did you?
Well, I kind of laid low during most of COVID, you know, but after 6 months, it was just time to get back out there.
Right. That's true for a lot of people.
My marriage was bad for a long time, so the divorce was a relief. Like, it wasn't some sad story or anything, but there's nothing to get over there. It had been over for quite some time.
Gotcha.
But, Tom, he was the third guy I'd met for drinks, and it was by far the best date that I'd had. I mean, he's really a good listener. But there aren't many people out there right now who are good at listening. And he was.
That's hilarious.
I would say that's absolutely true.
He asked really good questions, like not just, oh, what's your favorite hobby? What's your favorite TV show? It's more like, what are the most important things you're looking for in a relationship? What do you think about you is the hardest thing to live with? Like, that one made me laugh because, you know, I immediately thought of every complaint my ex had about me. Like, I leave too many clothes laying around. I'm a terrible cook. I don't give him enough sex. And I really couldn't do anything right in that house, and I just had to laugh. And I told him that probably, in truth, the toughest part is that I need a lot of alone time.
Alone time. That's something that there are people in this room that can relate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I like to read. I like to journal. I need a couple of hours out of the day just to myself. And I didn't seem to faze him, so that was good. And he said he got it. So I don't think that was it, but who knows? Like, after about an hour and a half, we left, and he walked me to my car, and we shook hands. And
after about an hour and a half, Gabby was like, well, this was great, but I need some alone time now. I have to go journal.
Journal. Is that what you do with your alone time?
Well, that's what she likes. That's what Gabby said she likes.
I know. I'm just saying. You said you shook his hand?
Well, I like to take things slow, but it was good. Like, he was nice. Yes, we did. We shook hands, and I thanked him, and he said it was nice to meet me, and I said you too, and that was it. And I texted him the next morning, and he never responded, and it's been a week.
Let's talk about handshake. What kind of handshake was it? Was it like a firm handshake?
Firm business handshake, or more of a...
like a limp,
soft, touching hand?
No.
Kind of.
If it was a limp handshake, I don't think I'd be interested. I know it sounds silly because it was a date, but that's kind of where I'm at.
Now, when you shook his hand, how hard did you shake? Like, did you clamp his hand and shake it really? Because every now and then, you know, when someone tries to alpha you, that's their thing. That's their move.
Like, and they pull you in.
When they feel like, you know, they got something to prove, right?
I think it was a normal shake.
Normal shake. Okay.
I'd hope so.
You were happy with the shake.
You know, it was fine. You know, that's, like I said, that's what I'm comfortable with at this moment. So, okay.
We're investigating all avenues here.
Okay.
We look at every possibility.
Yeah.
We leave now, no stone unturned.
In his meaningful question asking, there weren't any other possible answers you think you could have given him that you did. Did you see any visible reaction from him from anything you told him, or was he just taking it all in stride?
No, he seemed pretty fine with everything. Like, nothing seemed to upset him. And, yeah, I just answered honestly. I know probably there's some people who, on a date, like to really put their best foot forward to the point where they're lying. And I just, right now, I'm not into that. I'd rather just kind of be myself. And if you like me, cool. And if you don't, I'd rather you like me. But what are you going to do?
Well, I think that's the best policy because they're going to figure it out eventually.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's do this. We'll take a break then. And when we come back, we're just going to call Tom and see what he has to say about Gabby and his date with her. Coming up next with Jeff and Jen here at Cincinnati's Q102. Well, shortly before COVID, Gabby went through a divorce. It was a long time coming. I guess no real love lost there since it had been over for a long time. She kind of laid low during COVID, but after about 6 months, she was ready to get back out there. So she went on Match, went on a couple dates. Third date, she met Tom. Great guy. Cool guy. Fun guy. Good listener. Asked great questions. She went into it very honest about who she is. Why lie, right?
Yeah.
They ended the date with a handshake, though, which Gabby was cool with in that moment because you're not one to rush into things.
No.
Was there any implied plan to get together again?
Well, there was nothing definite, but it seemed kind of open-ended. It wasn't just like, okay, that's it. So it seemed, I don't know, we seemed to get along. I kind of felt like there was more conversations that we could have and more things that we could do. So, like, it was open-ended.
Okay. And what have you done to try to get in touch with Tom?
I texted him the next morning, and that's basically it. And like I said, it was a week ago. I really didn't want to start hounding him because that's
just a one-time text.
I put the ball in his court.
So here we are. We're going to call Tom. Because, now the ball's back in our court, and we're going to see what he's going to say about Gabby.
Hello.
Tom, it's Jeff, Jen, Fritch, and Tim at Q102. How are you this morning?
Jeff and Jen?
Yes, sir, from the morning show, the radio show. Hey, hi, guys.
Oh. Good morning. Hi, how are you?
Got the whole gang here. We got you on speakerphone. What's going on, man?
Oh, wow. Amazing. Hi.
the enthusiasm.
Wow. No,
yeah.
Phone call. Do you ever have a chance to catch our show? Are you a listener at all?
Yeah, I've heard your show.
And so you probably heard us do a feature called Second Date Update.
I have.
That's kind of why we're calling you, Tom, is someone reached out to us about a date they went on with you recently. I figure since, you're on Match, you've probably been dating a few people.
Mm-hmm.
Are you curious to know who called us about you?
Second date update, huh?
Yes, okay. Sir. Or do you already know who called us about you?
Who is inquiring?
It would be Gabby.
And
okay. I guess you guys went out and had drinks, and I don't know, you left a positive impression on her, and she was hoping to hear from you again, and when you didn't call, she was like, wonder what's up.
Well, I'm a recruiter for a marketing firm, so, I ask a lot of questions when I go out on these dates. Obviously, you're meeting strangers, so it's a good skill to have, and I want to make sure that, it's going to be a good fit for me, and so I asked her a number of questions, and I can figure out pretty quickly whether a relationship's going to have potential for me or for both of us or if it's not. And I'm kind of surprised she's calling because of the conversation we had. I mean, I asked her a few questions. She pretty much told me that she hates sex and wants to be left alone.
Wait a minute. She said she hates...
That was my takeaway.
She hates sex?
Whoa.
Well, she went as far as to say that she... I think she was joking a little bit when I asked her the question about what's something like tough about living with you.
That is such an interview question, though. Like, what do you think your biggest flaw is? They always ask that at interviews.
Yeah, but aren't the answers the best answers you're probably going to get the whole time?
Honestly, I think I just give too much.
I'm just such a good person.
I guess I could start with some softball questions like, what are your favorite hobbies and have you seen any good movies? But, I don't know. I'm just like try to get to the punch a little bit here. So it's like, so she says she likes to have sex twice a month. I mean, that's what I remember her saying.
Twice
she likes
month.
To have sex once or twice a month. She says she's good with that. She says it takes, just a lot to really get her in the mood. Listen, I'm a person that likes to just be in the moment. If we're in the bathroom, in the shower, maybe we have a little quickie, maybe we're going over to somebody's house to hang out for the night. Let's hop in the back seat, get a little freaky. I mean,
you sound like a freak.
You're a little more spontaneous.
Well, yeah, I also like to have the romantic, long drawn out nights as well. But if that's all you're going to be doing, that's fine. And she'd rather read a book. So I respect that. I respect her. She seems like a wonderful person, but not for me.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's ask Gabby, because we got her on the line here. Let's get her response to what Tom just said. Gabby, how you feel about that?
Yeah, I don't do quickies on the toilet or in public. So
what?
So it's cool. Yeah, it's new, all that, and he's right. It's not a good fit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's all good.
Okay.
Well, now we know.
Now we know. That's funny. Sex on a toilet. The odds are good of breaking the toilet seat if you do that.
Yeah, I did have friends that went just crazy on the sink one time. And it fell off the wall.
Oh, my.
They were at a party, and the urge hit them, and they went, and the sink came off the wall, and the water came shooting out of it. Mm-hmm. They had to, like, get down and, like, turn the knobs to turn the water off at the sink, and it was just mortifying for them. So if you're going to go this route, maybe don't use the sink.
Something a little more secure.
Something
Make
a little
sure
more attached.
Solid, secure, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great story. You know, maybe Gabby can read about it.
I think it's wonderful that you had this conversation on the first date and you found this out now rather than, you know, 6 months in and she's sitting on the couch with her journal and that's all you're going to get.
Yeah. I mean, like, right? No disrespect.
Yep.
Well, Tom, we thank you for taking the call.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Gabby, thank you for putting yourself out there and coming on Second Date Update. Best of luck to you.
Thanks, guys.
Hope you find what you're looking for.
Good luck.
Okay.
All right. If you need our help with the Second Date Update, send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.